Live local high school basketball is on WKHF, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting Hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey Soft Water, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Dry.
Now, let's go courtside for live coverage of high school basketball with Steve Boyle and Brian Haynes.
Spring cleanup is easy when you have the right equipment from Performance Automotive Northwest. From John Deere lawn tractors, mowers, and the parts and accessories you need to keep them moving. Also steel chainsaws, leaf blowers, and trimmers. Plus Husqvarna weed trimmers and Honda mowers. Yard work becomes less like work. Get your lawn mowers and tractors ready for spring with their John Deere Ready to Mow mobile service. And blade sharpened at Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road by Meyer. Online at PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the pregame here as we're actually in the conclusion of New Lothrop and Hemlock, which is coming into a 34-34 tie with 2:06 to play. And we'll get you the final here. This game has been back and forth, really. Hemlock got off to a hot start, 7-0. They were tied at 26 at the end of three. And New Lothrop had gotten out to a 7-point lead, but it's currently tied at 34.
It's been kind of a good old-fashioned rock fight.
They've been beating each other up. Yeah.
It's a brawl.
And if we recall, New Lothrop, I believe, won the district the region last year. We got to go do some of that coverage. So we're here tonight looking forward to Lumen Christie and Leslie coming up. Thank you right away to our add-on sponsors. In the first quarter will be the Brokerage House and Jennifer Scanlon. And they're our third quarter sponsor, too. S1R Heating and Air Conditioning with our free throws all game. And halftime brought to you by Grass Lake Community Schools, your destination district in Jackson County. And Brian, we get into this game, and Lumen Christie came through and had to get a win over number one in Division III, Grass Lake, and they were able to do it in a back-and-forth contest from Friday night. Kenna Hunt leading the way with 24 points in that game. Noteworthy also, she had four fouls the entire fourth quarter and managed to stay in and help Lumen Christie get the victory. Lucy Rozek chipping in with 22 points in that game. You need to get some contribution from elsewhere besides Hunt, because she's going to be the focus for anybody coming out, no doubt about it. We just saw her walk into the gym, and you just notice something different in her stride, the athlete. She's a D1 prospect as a freshman for Lumen Christie this year.
Yeah, 14 D1 offers already, and that's just not heard of too often. Actually, today, news just broke today, freshman player of the year in the state of Michigan.
Yeah, just averaging about 24.5, I think, you had in your notes.
Yeah.
Lumen comes in winning five straight. Now, this is a team that went 17-6 in the regular season. That record doesn't jump out at you as juggernaut. But, you know, when you start playing your best late in the year in the playoffs, they had a 59-36 win over Hanover Horton and then beat Grass Lake 59-52. And what sounds like it came down to a free throw shooting contest late in that one, and Lumen able to sink enough free throws to keep Grass Lake from scoring enough to hold out for the win.
Yeah, well, we know that records aren't all made equal, and out of those losses, two of them, Gabriel Richard, who's number one in all classes in Michigan, they got beat by a team out of Toledo that just got beat yesterday in the state finals.
Yeah.
And they definitely prepared themselves knowing that, you know, this was going to hopefully be a good year for them, and they battle-tested themselves, that's for sure.
Yeah, their most recent loss was to it was 66-45 to Tecumseh. It was 22-1 and ranked number two in Division II right now behind that Gabriel Richard team. So, yeah, they and that's like a Tom Izzo trick. That's you go out and play tough competition, so when you come down to these important games, like you said, battle-tested, you do it to yourself. And it's like going to the batting circle with three bats. You throw two away, and now it's not even heavy. So that's worked out for Lumen this year under Coach Jesse Brown. And, of course, we mentioned Kenna Hunt, a stud, and we look forward to seeing her. We got a 38-34 New Lothrop lead here with still a minute 26 to go in our opening game. Winner of this one will play the winner of our tilt that's coming up here. We'll schedule for 7 o'clock, but we're doing a little bit of an early pregame here. Our game coverage, of course, all year brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffee, Soft Water, and AeroQuip Credit Union, among others. I've already gotten through my Bucked Up energy drink, Rocky Pop flavor tonight. So we're ready to go here.
Just one?
Just one. That's okay, all. Yeah,
that's all it takes.
The game's going to energize us. We're here at Springport High School. I get out here. It seems like once a year we end up here doing a district game or regional game or something. And it, you know what? For being a somewhat small, Big 8 school, this is a really nice gym. Good size, lots of bleacher space, lots of floor space for the benches and everything. So, yeah, really nice gym, and looks great filling up here with a little bit of green from Lumen Christi and plenty of black for the Leslie Blackhawks.
This is a great gym. However, it feels to me like they're missing one row of lights. It's like a little dark in
yes,
here. And I actually heard a couple fans say, well, nice gym, but it needs to be a little brighter.
You may be correct on that. I know they do have a bond proposal or something they're advertising out in the lobby where they're looking to build an auxiliary gym that looked pretty magnificent. Missed shot there by Hemlock, and New Lothrop squeezes it, leading 38-34, coming down to a minute to go. I do want to mention Leslie coming in at 18-6, and they were 11-4 in the Cascades Conference. Third place in the East, and their four losses in the league, two to Grass Lake, two to Michigan Center. So they only lost to the teams that finished above them. But that makes you troubled if you're Leslie to say, hey, this Lumen Christi team that we got to play tonight, they beat Grass Lake, and we didn't. What do we do to game plan against them?
Yeah, well, I mentioned about Lumen being battle-tested. You know, if you're in the East in the Cascades, you're getting battle-tested there.
Yeah.
And they do have five senior starters that have now, by now, they've seen it all. Three of them have played since their freshman year. Other one, I think it was Sophie Cowing, had some injuries early on. But, I feel when you have five seniors coming into a situation like this and you're going against a team whose maybe best two players are freshmen, you got to put that chip on your shoulder and say, hey, we're 4 years older than these two. You know,
yeah.
let's physically not try to dominate them.
Yeah.
Now, that's easier said than done. But that's the mindset that this Leslie team has to have.
Yeah, they come in with wins over Dansville, 47-22 in the tourney, and then a 57-31 win over Stockbridge to get to this point. They've won four straight, including those two. And as I mentioned, Grass Lake and Michigan Center, they're only in league losses. We're down to 45 to play here. And a drive to the basket and a layup missed, but foul call. And that'll get Hemlock to the free throw line. The Huskies of Hemlock and the New Lothrop Hornets, as I mentioned, finishing up here. Game one of our tournament stop for the regional.
Steve, back to Leslie real quick.
Uh-huh.
No shortage of talent for them. Lily Semeska, dream teamer, which is first team all conference. Ella Locke was technically second team, but they go dream team, first team, second team.
Right.
So first team, and Reese DeRose, second team. So three all conference players and a couple more that got mentioned as well.
You know, in year to year, we see some of the basketball and you get familiar with players that we've seen before, and you mentioned all those names and you go, yeah, I remember them from last time. This was a rugged Leslie team.
Yeah.
And they were kind of, I would have called them like, a disruptor in that regional or district, whatever it was. We saw them last year, and they came out, they play hard, they're hard-nosed. They're not going to, like you said, they've got a toughness to them that's going to be their edge if they're looking for an edge against Lumen Christi. Is they're going to hope to out-tough them.
Yeah, Lumen Christi will want to play fast and get up, and I'm sure Lumen Christi will see him press. Leslie really needs to try to turn this into a half-court game. And as you said, their girls are tough and strong.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can muddy it up with Lumen, you know, that's going to be your best bet. And I'm sure that's Coach Houghton's game plan today. We'll see.
I say, and that's something we saw in that in the district tournament over at Chelsea, that the more physically strong teams were able to get an edge. Now, that was Western and Chelsea. Chelsea ended up being the more physical of those two afterwards, but they were definitely physically stronger and bigger than Michigan Center and Columbia were at that tournament. So we'll see if that could be the edge that Leslie needs to get where they need to go in this one. 40-35 right now. New Lothrop is in front here as we work our way toward the start of our broadcast. 25.9 to play, and again, 40-35 has New Lothrop in front. And it was a game that started 7-0. Looked like it was going to be all Hemlock right out of the gate. And like I said, we've seen New Lothrop before, and I knew they had a good squad and some girls I recognized from last year's team. And they managed to claw back, and then in this fourth quarter really took a lead for the first time and have been able to hold on to it here pretty well. Though Hemlock has proved to be plucky. And this has been, you mentioned it right out of the gate, this has been a really physical game, so we're expecting more of the same in game two coming up here. Lumen Christie and Leslie, as we're 25.9 seconds left to play here. And I don't really want to call action. I don't really know the girls, and I have a roster up here, but we got a dribbling around at the top for Hemlock. Again, trailing by 5, 18 seconds, drive into the elbow, passing out, coming across. Got an open look for three if she wants it. Double dribble, turnover for Hemlock.
Yeah, and you're right. We don't know the girls' names yet, but whoever they were needed to shoot. Down 5 with 19 seconds to go.
And I would say that a criticism, I suppose, can be that a lot of catching and not ready to shoot and that missing open opportunities. And that's been, you know, offense. The fact that they got 40 points is surprising almost, because this has been really a defensive struggle back and forth. But they'll send New Lothrop to the line with 8 seconds to play and a 5-point lead. And this could just ice it.
Yeah, and if you're listening as a Lumen fan or a Leslie fan, it's looking like you're going to get New Lothrop.
Yeah, and just seeing what I've seen today, I would pencil in the winner of our game as the favorite. But, again, this tournament time, you never know what's going to happen. And made one, so it's a two-possession game with 8 seconds. Hemlock up the floor, firing a triple, buried it. It's not over yet with 1.2 to go. Hemlock triple. That is Addison Stockford.
All right, Addison.
Stockford with the triple. So, again, we continue our extended pregame. Let's go ahead and take a 3-minute break here. We'll come back and hopefully have a winner in game one, and we can get more coverage for you on our coming up game. Again, Lumen Christie and Leslie is the matchup. 3-minute commercial break, and we're back on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Getting your kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson's only Carrier factory authorized service dealer. 787-6984.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
for 80 years. We have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, as our pregame coverage continues. It is a final 43-38. New Lothrop will be the opponent on Wednesday for the winner of this game coming up anytime now. Actually, we've got a really long in-between here, too, so getting a little bit early start on what's going to get a late start for us on the tip-off scheduled for 7 o'clock. But that means everybody's here and we'll be in the gym in time to get the tip-off started. So it's going to be a rowdy crowd, I think, and we've seen a pretty good turnout from both of the schools that are going to be in this game. Connor Dockery has the night off, so we get to cover Lumen here. It's our first look at him this season on a radio broadcast, so I'm looking forward to it. I do want to note that Lumen Christi boys will be in action here on WKHM tomorrow night, and that'll be, again, I believe, a 7 o'clock broadcast or scheduled tip-off as they take on Riverview Gabriel Richard. That's a tough matchup out at Ypsilanti Lincoln High School, which is the exact same site where they ended Lumen's year last year. So Lumen with a little chip on their shoulder, rematch style, against a very good Riverview Gabriel Richard team.
I see a lot of famous Lumen Christi names here in the house today.
Yeah.
See Ralph Pipko and Tom Dalton, whose daughter Ollie Dalton, freshman on the varsity team.
Yeah, I see all of our guys from up in the press box out at Lumen when we do football season stuff out there. Good to see those guys. Springport legend Brandon Baum in the building here for the host school.
Matt Johns in the house.
Yep.
Joe Lusk. All kinds of basketball legends. John Willis.
Local basketball well represented here tonight with Lumen Christi and Leslie getting set to square off coming up in 17 minutes plus from now. As we got, again, an early start, but we got the conclusion of that game, and now we know New Lothrop is the awaiting opponent for the winner of this one.
And, Steve, I have another odd kind of legend, which is a part of this story for tonight. Don Ward, who has, to my knowledge, he still has some scoring records at Leslie, was a heck of a ball player, Leslie, now on the Lumen Christi coaching staff. So here he gets, I guess, full circle for Don Ward.
Yeah, maybe a little, that always seemed like a thing that, it happens a lot, actually, in Jackson area sports and athletics. I see a lot of times where, like, a family that maybe when I went to Northwest I did a year at Northwest, and I'll see a family who I played with that out there, and I see their kids play for Western or something.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, not just switching teams, but switching rivals to go and have to play in a tough matchup. So that, you know, we'll see if Mr. Ward is able to keep his, and I'm sure he'll have no trouble keeping his allegiance to the Titans and going out and coaching these girls to a big win. I mean, this is a Titans team that, again, kind of battle-tested, and with the freshman of the year in the state of Michigan.
Yeah, yeah. And then how about Lucy Rozak, the other freshman? She's only averaging 15 and a half.
Yeah, right.
Oh, so you got a pair of freshmen averaging 40 together. You think they're not feeling good for the next few years?
I imagine Coach Brown will stick around for that run, that coaching run.
Hey, what if this is part of Don Ward's long game, though? He really is still for Leslie, and he thought he would infiltrate Lumen. He thought, man, Lumen could make it to the regionals. And
that's
I need
a
to
real
be there
long
for
game. Yeah.
That's a pretty long game and probably far.
I like the idea, though, that someone would be that committed to.
This is what you get when we get 30 minutes
extra
of pregame.
Time, we got extra yeah. time of pregame because of the game. First game ran long. 43-38 again, the final. New Lothrop beats Hemlock. The New Lothrop Hornets will be the opponent on Wednesday out here at Springport High School. And there's a good chance we're out here covering it, particularly if Lumen Christi is victorious tonight. I want to mention some more of our sponsors. Thank you to Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, online at lammersheating.com. We've lived in our house for 7 years, 8 years. This is the first year I've ever had to call someone to work on my furnace, and I had to do it twice. Well, one time it was on some duct work, and the other time was the furnace. So Lammers both times, I was very pleased with how quick they got there. The customer service was great. It was great to work with the guys, and they were in and out pretty quickly, and we were back up and running with heat. So,
and may I? Lammers. That commercial just sticks with me. I
know.
Like
well, we're a good ad campaign then, I guess. Lammersheating.com online. Thanks to the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, connecting clients with the future they envision. Bucked Up Energy. I mentioned I had the Rocket Pop flavor. I had to choose between Rocket Pop and Miami. Those were the two that I've kind of settled into, and I grabbed Rocket Pop first today, but if we get back out on the road, I'll have the Miami one. And on a comparison, they taste pretty similar, but I love them both.
Yeah, they both colorful cans. I like that.
And
I like critiquing your drinks.
And they really have my my favorite things. They have zero sugar and no artificial colors too. So if you spill it on yourself, you don't have a big red stain or a green stain.
Plus, I know you treat your body as a temple, and you don't like putting artificial colors
right.
or things in there.
Exactly. Speaking of drinks, though, how was the boba lemonade?
That's delicious. I wish I would have got the two young ladies' names that are selling them for a school project at Springport.
All right. Well, we wish them good luck, and you had a good treat. Maybe people who aren't out here tonight maybe come out on Wednesday for the game, and they might pick up a boba drink.
Yeah, save
bubble
your
lemonade.
$4. It's worth it.
Yep. All right, let's go ahead and take another three-minute break here on the pregame. We'll come back, look at the starting lineups, get closer to tip-off as the teams warm up. Leslie, Lumen Christi tonight, WKHM online at WKHM.com.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. Is the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored, whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift. Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Good morning, Jackson. Skylar Harris here, your local realtor with the Brokerage House. Spring is just around the corner, and I'm beyond excited for the spring market to kick into full gear. Ready to make your next move your best move? Let me put my expertise to work for you. Whether it's getting top dollar when you sell or negotiating the best deal on your dream home, give me, Skylar Harris, a call to make your next move the right one. The Brokerage House, downtown Jackson at 100 South Jackson Street, Suite 102, or check me out at soldbysky.com.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
When the unexpected happens out on the road, give Phelps Towing a call at 764-1921 to get you back on track. Phelps Towing has been servicing the Jackson area for more than 40 years and has built a reputation based on dependability and honesty. We offer all types of services, from vehicle lockouts to light and heavy equipment relocation, from flat tire changes to jump starts and even motorcycle hauling. Call the team with the yellow trucks in your time of need, and we'll be there to provide the service you deserve. Phelps Towing in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the pregame here, getting ready for Lumen Christi Leslie basketball. And now seems like a good time for us to run down the starting lineups, Brian.
All right, well, we'll start with Leslie. And Leslie girls, as I mentioned earlier, all five starters seniors, and they have the career record for the most wins coming through Leslie as a group. And that group includes Ella Locke, Reese DeRose, Riley Burley, Sophia Cowing, and Lily Semeska.
Yeah, and I recall DeRose specifically as being kind of a that going out there playing angry, I think, is the way I'd describe it, from having seen them in limited time. But that seems to be like a team, the look on their face right now. You know, we try to determine what we can for body language and things before the game, and sometimes it's focus, sometimes it's, you know, looseness. And for Leslie right now, it looks like it just anger. chip on their shoulder. Yeah, I like it.
Which is what we said they're going to have to do. And yeah, you're right about DeRose. I've seen her several times through her career, and she plays feisty.
Yeah,
that's putting it nice.
How about for the Titans?
Well, for the Titans, we have a pair of freshmen stars, and that's Kenna Hunt and Lucy Rozak. I said together, averaging about 40 points. Junior Lily Ganton, junior Ruby Boyce, and the lone senior, Kathleen Doan, who I was told is going to play soccer at UNC Asheville. So if that's correct, if it's incorrect, I apologize. But going to play soccer someplace that's D1, and I think it was that.
Yeah, and we were saying anytime you're a Division I athlete in any respect, that's a next level above in athleticism, ability. And so even if it's not on the basketball court, that was her sport. That reminds me of another Lumen great, Kari Willis, who played Division I, played professionally in at the NFL. Out of the basketball court, it was evident too that he was a next level athlete. So that's going to be I'm very curious to see game plan wise how they come out and try to address Kenna Hunt. And you can't kind of just say we're going to shut her down and then whatever happens, because like you said, Rozek will just, maybe they'll just see her score total go up a little higher. So I'm very curious when we get started to see what kind of game plan we see from each of the coaches and how they're going to, again, address and go out and defend these outstanding athletes for Lumen Christi. It's kind of an experience versus, you know, athleticism game. Not to take anything away from Leslie, but you got five seniors. That's your thing. What do they have over at Lumen?
Athletes.
Freshman athlete stars. Yeah. So we're gonna see what happens with that coming up.
And I'm looking forward to seeing Kenna Hunt's game as well. I know I've seen her as a younger player, and I know she can shoot the heck out of the basketball. Now, one thing that we all know as basketball fans, you know, you can be a great shooter and have an off night. I mean, Steph Curry has off nights, and nothing against Kenna Hunt, but she's not Steph Curry, so, you know, she's even more likely than him to have an off night. So you talked about Leslie's game plan. Part of it might be hope. You know, you hope that she's just not hot from three-point line and hope that she goes 3 for 12 or something, which, you know, any really good player could do at any time.
Yeah, and what can we do to help her have an off night?
Yeah. You still want to get that hand up, and you don't want to give her the easy looks. And, again, we think Leslie is probably going to try to keep this as slow as possible and muddy things up. And with that, it means you better know where McKenna Hunt is.
Well, and then the Brian, we're again, we got a little extra time here on the pregame. I wanted to ask you, Michigan State, Michigan, Wolverines lose. They fall to that number 3 seed in the Big Ten tourney. What are you seeing? I know you pay a little more attention to the sports books than I do. What are you seeing for the Spartans? You know, who's the money going toward for the Big Ten tourney?
Well, it's definitely in Spartans' favor right now, and I don't blame anybody. I mean, you watched them the last month of particularly, that crew is really coming together and buying in to kind of remind you of the old Izzo teams that just play good D, and he sends you wave after wave, and that team is tough. You know, for a while, Steve, I was thinking that team might be ripe for when you're filling out your brackets, maybe an upset, because I know they struggle shooting sometimes, and that's the kind of formula where a team like a Drake or something might beat you if you catch them on an off night. But I tell you, Michigan State's defense is so impressive. It's making me think that I might have to put them a little further in my bracket than what I would normally want to.
Well, fantastic that you said it that way, because the bracket is where I wanted to lead to. We have our March Mania bracketless challenge this year. You don't have to fill out a bracket. You have to pick the champion. One team to win it all. Make your pick, and you have a chance to win our prize package. The prize package is similar to previous years, but a lot less work for you to try and win. So if you had to pick one team right now, Brian, to win it all this year, who would you pick?
Had you asked me 2 weeks ago, I would have said Auburn, but I'm going to go ahead, and this pains me. I'm going to say Duke.
All right.
How about you?
You know, I haven't watched closely enough. I followed a lot of Michigan State, but as far as in the national scheme of things, so I'm going to go with my Hakeem Olajuwon kind of love and say Houston.
All right.
And I was never a Hakeem Olajuwon fan in the sense I rooted for Houston when he was in with the Rockets. But I just became a huge fan of his game and watching since him and realizing what a great player he was. So for whatever purpose, however it helps me out or matches me up, I'm going with I'm going to go with Houston, I think.
Yeah, when you know you're a legend when you see players today doing moves that are named after you. Like, you'll even, I've heard you in
the Dream Shake.
The Dream Shake, yeah. Like, you say things like so, Akeem, you know you're a bad man when you're still being talked about.
I love that when you reference it as though he might be listening.
Well, he might be. We are worldwide, Steve.
And it is, around the world at WKHM.com. And we do have a potential Division I talent out here, and she will go play Division I basketball. It depends on where it's going to be and how the next couple years go, and maybe even today if she carries them to regional championship and beyond. Well, that just puts you more on the radar, and man, those offers continue to come in, and I just like to see that for high school athletes. And then when the accounts come in and people are like, well, you know, they're good at students or they're good people too, that I like that even more. Makes it easier to root for somebody you like and somebody that's cool. So
it's funny, I actually ran into McKenna Hunt at the golf simulator at Sharp Park about a week ago and talked to her a little bit about hoops, and she was a nice young lady, that's for sure.
Polite.
Polite and also charismatic. She had a big smile.
Nice.
It was like I was talking to a young female Magic Johnson.
Wow.
As long as we're going to talk about all
let's
pros.
Talk about high praise. Let's give as high praise as we can.
What if we just dedicate this whole sportscast to 28
NBA 20, comparisons.
24 from Leslie, kind of Kurt Rambis like.
Oh, come on. I mean, I know you're just pulling that out of the hat.
I don't even see their numbers.
No spectacles on either. You got to have the glasses to be Kurt Rambis.
Well, I just want to say kind of an obscure.
Yeah, that was a good obscure poll. We got a couple minutes here before we get to the pregame festivities here at Springport High School. Leslie and Lumen Christie getting set to square off. Again, FoxSports1019.com/MarchMania to sign up for the Bracketless Challenge brought to you by Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center. WKHM.com, the home improvement giveaway has begun, and the registration period for that ends March 31st. So plenty of time to get signed up for that massive prize package. And, gosh, there's just so much good stuff coming up. The NCAA tournament, St. Patrick's Day. It's a great time of year. And, of course, one of our favorites, Brian, I look forward to it every year, is our little run here, our few weeks of working every day together and staying up late and traveling across the state and whatever we have to do. Thankful that it was just Springport that we had to go to tonight. That's actually not that far from my house.
Yeah, this is a great time of the year. It's just tournament basketball. The Masters is coming. Opening day for baseball is going to be here in a couple weeks.
Man, fantastic sports.
Yeah,
it's a great time to be a sports fan and a great time to be a part of McKibben Media Group, where we are a Red Wings affiliate, a Pistons affiliate, a Tigers affiliate. We are enjoying Michigan State sports. And, of course, our high school sports coverage is always one of my favorite things. So let's go ahead and take another three-minute commercial break, and it'll be tip-off time when we come back. Lumen Christie and Leslie getting set to square off here on WKHM and online around the world, even in Houston, WKHM.com.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Boyle, Brian Haynes of the pregame as we get the anthem taken care of, and we're ready for the starting lineups on the floor and ready for some more high school basketball as the team's still active dwindle. Concord's still in action tonight. They're out there getting ready to go. Reading alive in that district as well. And I know 92.1, if you're in the Concord area, 92.1 FM WCSR out of Hillsdale is covering both of those games tonight. So if you desire, you can check in on those scores during the game.
But I'm telling you, just check in. Get right back to us because we're hopefully going to have a good one for you.
Yeah, and who knows? You might get a couple more old NBA references or worse. There's always room for worse, I think, when it comes to us, Brian. The Professor Brian Haynes. Senior heavy lineup here for Leslie. Matter of fact, they have five seniors on the roster. They're in the starting lineup. Everyone else, junior or younger for the Blackhawks. And there is a freshman, Alyssa Wing, on the lineup. Jalen Crow on the roster there. So we'll see if they go to freshman. But meanwhile, as you mentioned, Brian, right out of the gate, the two leading scorers for Lumen Christie are freshmen. Kind of their first time under this big spotlight in a regional tournament game. So we'll see how they handle it. I anticipate they'll be fine. There's a tradition and almost an expectation at Lumen Christie that you're playing in big games like this.
Yeah, and we've talked about this too. I do think there's a difference between the boys and girls when it comes to, you know, being led by a couple freshmen in girls ball versus boys. I just think with boys' bodies, you know, the difference between a 14-year-old boy and an 18-year-old sometimes can, it's a drastic strength difference,
yeah.
Whereas, you know, girls mature a little faster, and so and those freshmen, I promise you, have played more ball than you and I ever did through our whole career with AAU stuff, and they've played 10 seasons worth of basketball already as AAU players.
No doubt about it. Well, Lumen's ready to jump, and it's going to be Hunt in the circle.
Something you don't see every day is the guard in the jump circle, and there's some height out there, too.
Yeah, and you're looking particularly Kathleen Doan there, given maybe the most length of anyone on the floor. Leslie will send Riley Burley in for the tip.
Both teams playing defensive jump.
There it's up, and Hunt gets it for the Titans. And there's a pass off the official's dome. No turnover. Lumen on the drive. Spin. Move to the basket. That was a Hakeem the Dream shake on play number one. And a missed shot by Rozak, but rebounded by the Titans. At the top for Hunt. Double team there against what looked like his own. Maybe just help defense. Kenneth Hunt gets a step into the corner. Triple goes up. Nailed it. Lumen right out of the gate with a three-pointer from Lily Ganton. And it's 3-0 Titans. Just a nice little drive by Hunt into double team. Feeds into the corner for a triple. Burley into the paint against Hunt. Backs it back out to DeRose. She pump fakes from the top. Right wing and a back cut. Driving in, double clutch. Left it short. Offensive rebound for Leslie. And a missed putback by Ella Locke. And the Titans clear the board. And now running Rozek quickly down the floor. Penetrates, missed. Rebounded by Doan. Out for another triple. And another three-point make for Ganton. Is that the right? Yeah.
Yeah.
6-0 Titans in a timeout quickly for Leslie. We'll keep it here on the timeout. First quarter of action tonight is brought to you by the Brokerage House and Jennifer Scanlon.
Steve, how about that? When you're Leslie and you're talking game plan, and right now they have Riley Burley chasing Kenna Hunt all over Face Garden, and then you're trying to stop Lucy Rozak too, and then you have Lily Ganton just hitting a couple pair of threes from each corner.
Yeah. Nice when we talk in the whole pregame about a couple of leading scorers for the Titans, and you come out and go to a third option to get you started on a 6-0 advantage. Of course, the game before this started 7-0 and ended up going right down to the last few minutes, so plenty of opportunity for Leslie to come back. Lumen Christie, full court pressure. DeRose takes the inbound pass, gives it up in the middle of the floor, and now they've broken the press in numbers. Driving in, skip into the corner, another three, another make. Corner triples coming at from all corners. And that's Sophia Cowing with the bucket, and a 6-3.
It's raining threes.
There's an open jumper for Doan from the free throw line, and now the two-point shot's going in. Shooting percentage is high so far. 8-3 lead for Lumen Christie, and they set up some full-court pressure. They get over the timeline to DeRose from the right wing down to the block and a drive into the lane. Elevation. Shot is no good. Nice move by Ella Locke, but she couldn't finish. 8-3. Titans lead with the ball. It's Rozek setting up on the right wing. Now crosses over. Gets a cut into the elbow for Doan. Back to the basket. And passed out into the corner. Nobody there, but they're going to say Leslie deflected it, and they'll say Titan ball.
I'm just watching Kenna Hunt just trying to get open, and right now Riley Burley doing a great job just chasing her all over. And that's what you got to do, make her life difficult, as you said in the pregame.
She gets the pass in, takes a step baseline, now behind the basket, double team there. Squeezes out into the corner, another triple for the Titans. That one's short, and rebounded by Leslie, and they're going to call that out, say that it bounced up over the backboard. Leslie's probably not happy about that because they had a chance to get it down the floor without getting stuck in the pressure. Now Lumen gets to set up their full court defense. Quick passing, though, by Leslie. Does a good job of breaking it pretty easy. Then coming from behind with a knockaway is Rozek, and going back down the floor and setting Kenna Hunt up for a three from the wing as a miss. Long rebound. Doan grabs it back to Hunt. She takes off the dribble. Fake pass all the way in for the layup. 10-3 Titans. And they set up full court pressure.
That was a nice move by Hunt. She gave the pass fake and got the Leslie defender to bite. Took it all the way to the hole.
Layup drill there for Hunt. From the right wing now is Cowing for the Blackhawks out to the top. Burley is going to make a crossover move into the paint. Spins, goes the other way. Gets in deep, but can't get the shot to go. Rebounded by the Titans and looking to run. Up the floor to Rozek. She drives into a double team. We get a blocking call against Leslie. Under control drive there by Rozek. Can't get the shot to go, but two free throws coming her way now from the stripe. 5:05 on the first quarter clock. 10-3 Titans lead. They can add to it from the Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning free throw line. And do. Rozek knocks it down.
So far, and it's early, but Rozek has kind of showed us that quality of slipperiness.
Yeah.
Like just getting to the hole and kind of sliding in and finding the openings.
And got them both to go from the line. 12-3, 9-point lead for the Titans here in the first quarter. And making it tough on Leslie. DeRose takes the inbound, but in the corner, knocked away, rebounded, or stolen away by Rozek, out to Hunt on the deep left wing. High post. Doan comes up beyond the circle, hands off to Hunt there. She drives a give and go. And we get a ball control violation against Hunt.
They got her with a carry on that little hesitation, which is a call you just don't see very often.
Not much at all. 4:50 to play first quarter, 12-3 Titans. Blackhawks break the pressure. DeRose into the right side for a long two-point shot for Locke, and that's a miss, and rebounded by Lumen, and they look to run again, pushing Temple all game so far. Pass down to the block and a traveling call. I'm surprised Ruby Boyce got the catch down there and almost took a shoulder check to the grill. Knocked her off her foot, but I think she thought she was going to get fouled. Instead, they give her the turnover. DeRose running the break now after breaking the pressure. Sets up the wing and fires a triple, and that's going to be off. Offensive rebound by Locke. Firing a one-handed pass to a cutter is Burley. She has a shot blocked. Excuse me, that was Cowing. Or no. I had the wrong side here. That was Semeska on the drive, and she has her shot blocked, but they're going to call contact and send her to the free throw line.
Yeah, they got Kathleen Doan, and she was not happy about it. And again, we have a good bird's eye view. That looked like a lot of ball.
Mm-hmm. Free throw goes through, 12-4. Leslie cutting into this Lumen Christie advantage with 4:25 to play in the first. Gets them both from the Aspen 1-hour heating and air conditioning stripe. Lumen Christie up 7 with the ball. Hunt fires a pass across to Rozek. She crosses over to the middle of the floor. Now down into the wing and feeding the block for Doan. She makes a move across the lane to the left, elevates and shoots the right-handed jumper over the defender. There's that length advantage and a 9-point lead again. Full court pressure here by Lumen. And they will break it. Semeska passing into the corner and dribbling out of there to the top. Burley. Now to the right wing. for Cowie and knocked away Leslie Ball.
Right now we are seeing a little bit what looks to be a quickness advantage for the Lumen Christi. They're definitely making it difficult for the Leslie Ball handlers.
And, you know, you said Leslie'd like to make this into a half-court game, and they really have not been able to because of the Leslie's full-court trapping. And as we get Locke backing in, loses her footing and turns it back over to the Titans. But then the Titans look to run at every turnover, every rebound. They're really pushing tempo, and so they've imposed that onto Leslie. We'll see if Leslie, through the course of the game, can grind this down a little bit. Rozek into the corner. Drive from their baseline. Reverse layup. And stepped out of bounds. That was a nice move to the baseline. And that was Lily Ganton taking it to the hole, but called for stepping on the end line.
Yeah, Ganton's looking good. Couple pair of threes, and then that move didn't look like just a shooter.
There was some good defense. Hunt able to get the offensive player off their footing, and it was Semeska who falls down, and Kenna Hunt there to take the loose ball. Takes it down and does a nice-looking left-handed finish off the glass, and then here she is with a knockaway.
Yeah, you don't see that spin in the left hand, that smooth-looking.
Not
boys
often.
Or girls.
Yep. Leslie breaks the press, gets into the half court. And now it's Locke out on the top of the key. Skip pass into the corner for Burley. She puts it on the deck, dribbles out to the top. Back near midcourt. DeRose from the left wing dribbles across the top to the right wing for Cowing. Now down in the corner, and Burley will dribble out of there. Crosses over, now makes a move to the basket. Gets up in the air, score it, and a foul. A little continuation there perhaps, but they get the bucket, and that was a nice move to the basket by Burley, and a good finish with her left hand. She'll go to the free throw line for a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play.
Steve, I agree. That did seem like they got her on the floor, but he kind of gave her the benefit of the doubt. Counted the hoop. Nice left.
2:45 to play in the first. Misses the free throw at the Aspen Lauer Heating Air Conditioning free throw line. And Lumen rebounds. 16-7. Titans lead down to the block, and a shot goes up. Missed. But another good look for Ganton. And on the rebound, knocked away and tied up. Good defense there by Ruby Boyce. And it will be Leslie's ball with a jump ball arrow, but kept him from taking off and getting anything in the fast break. And they get to set up their full court pressure again. Inbound to Locke, gives it right back to Semeska, and then she'll dribble it up as the pressure backs off. Doan's still tracking her up the court over the timeline. Now she crosses over to the middle of the floor, back to the basket, and moves Semeska to the left side. Gets in deep. Leaves it short, though, and Doan rebounds. Ganton running up the left sideline into the corner. Backed back out to the top. Boyce to Ganton now. Hunt's got it on the left wing. Bullet pass to the top. Another Ganton triple. That goes offside rim. Rebounded by DeRose for the Blackhawks.
Ganton misses one.
Yeah, I guess she can miss. DeRose with some nice ball handling in the backcourt. Now puts pressure out into the corner. Coming across the top is Cowing. Now she moves back to the right wing for DeRose. DeRose looks to penetrate. Gets into the air. Jumper. No. Too strong. Rebounded. Boyce up the floor for the Titans. Leading 16-7. And firing a pass down to the end line. Nobody there. Out of bounds. Turnover by the Titans for Leslie to get it back with 97 seconds to play in the first quarter.
Steve, this pace is pretty good. And with a minute 37, is this our first sub of the game, I think?
It
Paige
LaFleur
coming in for Lumen.
That is accurate. It's not uncommon to see teams shorten their bench up in the postseason. And the seniors still all out on the floor for the Blackhawks. 16-7, they trail. 90 seconds now to play first quarter. There's a dribble move into the paint. Fake pass off the window. Missed the layup. Hunt rebounds. In the open court, now right side for a pump fake from Rozek and a drive back out to LaFleur. Skip pass down to the corner. Now dropping down to the block. Doan. No, that's Rozek making a fade away. Kind of a jump hook fader. Missed it, but on the rebound, Leslie can't squeeze. It goes out of bounds off the Blackhawks and Titan ball.
I like this last Leslie possession when Burley came down and thought, man, McKenna Hunt, I just saw you make this move where you faked the pass, but she just didn't finish.
Yep, that's the big difference. Inbound to LaFleur from the baseline, wide open, missed the shot, rebounded by Doan. She goes around the baseline behind the basket, gives it up to the left wing for Rozek. backing into the paint, now drives to the basket. Under the defense, gets the shot up, missed it, but fouled on the way up. And two more free throws coming for Rozek. 16-7, Titans lead under a minute to play in the first quarter, and that will send Lucy Rozek to the free throw line.
And there was that slipperiness again. And Reese DeRose guarding Rozek. Now two fouls, Leslie with two, DeRose with both.
And Rozek's free throw rattles in from the Aspen 1-hour heating and air conditioning free throw line and make it 17-7. They put point up on the wrong side here for a moment. See the first person to notice, the first parent to notice. Missed second free throw, rebounded by the Titans, missed put back by Doan. Hunt has it now. She'll back it up. Now splits the defense toward the elbow. Three defenders there. They finally get it loose. And Leslie gets the ball back. Left wing, lock. Now she'll have to go to the skip past the other side. Semeska drives. Gets in off the backboard. No good. Rebounded Doan.
Semeska trying to use that body and the strength, but Doan doing a good job so far tonight.
Hunt has it at the top with 24 seconds. Crossover, step back, triple. No, halfway down and comes out. Batted away from Leslie and out of bounds off of Lumen Christie, and it'll be Blackhawk ball from the baseline with 17.3 to play, trailing 17-7.
We said Leslie going to hope right now, Hunt, 0-for-2 from three-point line.
And if that was all you had to contend with, that might be an awesome first quarter. However, everybody else shooting well. And you still trail by 10. We get a foul there on the inbound dribble attempt by DeRose. Sideline inbound from the Blackhawks, and they get into the backcourt for DeRose. 13 seconds, and again, Rozek just tracking her right up the floor. DeRose near midcourt, looking for a pass to the wing, gets it there to Burley, and she'll dribble back out to DeRose. 2 seconds, 1 second, deep three, DeRose! Off front rim, and no good. That's where we'll settle after one, 17-7, Lumen Christie. Kind of on fire here early in the first quarter. We're back with the second quarter after 60 seconds on WKHM.
Good morning, Jackson. Skylar Harris here, your local realtor with the Brokerage House. Spring is just around the corner, and I'm beyond excited for the spring market to kick into full gear. Ready to make your next move your best move? Let me put my expertise to work for you. Whether it's getting top dollar when you sell or negotiating the best deal on your dream home, give me, Skylar Harris, a call to make your next move the right one. The Brokerage House, downtown Jackson at 100 South Jackson Street, Suite 102, or check me out at soldbysky.com.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704, for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes after one. Lumen Christie with a 10-point advantage. They got out to a very hot start. Leslie was able to kind of slow them down a little bit, and we'll see if they can slow down the pace of the game at all. Lafier comes out and fires a triple right out of the inbounds. Doan, another offensive rebound, and gives it up to Rozek. Her defender fell down. She cuts to the basket. They go down to her. Defense recovered, and they get a good defensive stop there for Leslie. Working up the floor to Locke. DeRose on the right wing. Back to the top for Locke. She drives from there. They're going to feed Semeska out on the perimeter, and it's knocked away. She has to go back near midcourt to recover. Left wing now Burley looking down to the block. Nothing there. Dribbles out and gives it back to the left wing for DeRose. Burley, DeRose, left wing. They're trying to get to Semeska down on the block, and they do. And Hunt gets and knocks it away.
Yeah, I'm guessing that's not the Lumen Christie matchup they want to see Hunt on Semeska down there, although she's
able to knock that one away, holding her own down there.
She switched off. I was going to say, it's like she was going to still guard her.
They get it into Semeska, and she takes a deep three. was open briefly, but that was maybe a little quicker shot than you need to get. Missed it badly. Hunt drives. Misses. Gets a second chance and misses. Third chance. Gets it to go and gets the foul. Hunt staying with it in there. The athleticism evident. And gets the third shot to go. And now free throws coming for Kenna Hunt. 19-7 Titan lead. As she goes to the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. Thanks again to our first quarter sponsor, Jennifer Scanlon from the Brokerage House. 6:58 to go in the first half, and Hunt misses that free throw, rebounded by Locke. 19-7 trailing for the Blackhawks. Burley looking to cross over, spins. Now drives, gets down low. Help defense comes. We're going to get a reach-in call against the Titans. And that's going to go against Boyce. 6:47 on the clock. 19-7, and now an inbound coming from the baseline for Leslie, trailing Lumen Christie here at Springport High School. Regional semifinal winner will move on to take on New Lothrop on Wednesday night here at Springport.
And you mentioned it. I think the winner is going to be a pretty big favorite that game.
All right, it feels that way watching these two teams. What a back cut by Locke. Great feed by DeRose into traffic. Perfect pass. Had to be a perfect bounce pass, and it was. Layup made and cuts the lead back to 10.
Against that aggressive Lumen D, they have to do more of that.
Another open look in the corner. It is a miss this time for Aaron O'Dowd. They get it back, and that's going to be Hunt with a missed shot. Leslie now will get it over the timeline, looking to penetrate and get in deep, and it's knocked away. Cowing knocked away and rebounded. Nice play by O'Dowd. Now running the break and looking to feed. Rosette cutting to the basket. It's knocked away. She takes it back out beyond the arc. Drops it down to the block for Lafear, and she puts it in. Great court awareness by Rozak. Great feed, and Hunt steals the inbound. Takes it in, scores it in again, draws a foul.
And I think that's on DeRose again, Steve.
That'll be her third. That'll force Coach Houghton to go to his bench a little bit here. We got a timeout on the floor. And full timeout. Let's take a 60-second break. 5:53 to play till the halftime. 23-9. Lumen Christie leads on WKHM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
At County National Bank, your financial goals are our priority. The CMB Mortgage Team offers personalized service, connecting you directly with CMB loan officers for expert guidance.
We are committed to helping you choose the right loan, ensuring you make informed decisions that fit your budget. At CMB, we minimize your risks so you can confidently achieve your homeownership goals.
Experience the County National Bank difference. Find a list of our locations online at cmbb.bank.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
So we had a miss by the Titans out of the timeout. They've got it back now. Leslie turnover, jump shot. Lafear, no good. Doan, another offensive rebound. This time she puts it back in. And Lumen Christie's starting to run away with this, 25-9.
They're definitely running away with second chance opportunities too. Leslie, it's just one shot and done. Lumen frequently getting multiple shots.
DeRose still on the floor of three fouls. Get into the right side for Cowing, now to the top for DeRose. She backs it up, calls out play number four. Right wing for Cowing. Stalls there, now back out to the top for Burley. She's going to look to feed the block, and it's locked down in the paint. And there's a nice fade move off the glass over Hunt, and a turnover by Lumen on the inbound. DeRose with the steal, couldn't get the shot to fall. There was a chance for a 4-0 run.
I like that from Leslie, getting the ball down low on Hunt.
Yeah.
Make her see if you can pick up some fouls.
And if you don't, maybe you just keep making buckets. That was Locke did not shoot well right out of the gate, but she's made her last couple and starting to get some rhythm. 25-11, though, is the Blackhawks trail. Going to have a comeback win here if they're going to get the W now. And there's a drive by Rozek and a block, but a foul call. It looks like he's going to go against Locke.
And you mentioned earlier, Leslie, one thing they have going for her, they do have a bunch of strong girls. Kenna Hunt, although super talented, still kind of slight.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a little strength advantage on her down low.
Rozek hits from the free throw line. Although I think the whatever advantage, strength advantage there is, is not as big as we might have thought in the pregame. Again, Luma Christie is very athletic and fast.
Yeah, like whatever, you know, strength they're giving up, they're more than making up for it, just being quicker for the jumps and everything.
Rozek sinks the pair, and it's 27-11 with 4:26 to play. Luma Christie, 16-point lead. Locke feeds down to the corner and passed out of there. Newly into the game for Leslie is Haley Kreischer. They will give DeRose a break. Lock into the corner for Semeska. Spins away from defender on the wing. We'll get a foul call against Lafier.
Yeah, we're going to see Kreischer, I think. Garden Hunt was told she was a heck of a soccer player and that she might be a job to come in and try to tire her out some, too.
Cowling a limb out from the baseline for the Blackhawks. Cutting the paint over there. Gets it into the corner for Locke. She dribbles out and gives it to the top for Burley to set up a new play. Screen comes. Burley goes right side. Hands off to Kreischer on the wing. Cross to the left wing for Locke. And she'll slow it down again. Back it out. Fires into the corner for Cowling. She dribbles out to the top. Skip pass across and Hunt nearly in the passing lane there. And there's a near turnover. Kreischer saves it, but saves it right to a Luma Christie player. And Cowing's going to lean on her and get a foul call in the backcourt. And it's Lily Ganton coming up with the loose ball. 3:38 remains here in the first half. 27-11, Titans lead it. Inbound goes to Hunt in the backcourt. And Kreischer is chasing her back there. One hand firing over to the left side for Rozek, and she couldn't catch it, and it went right past Doan, too. Some few MPH on that.
There was.
Bullet pass. Leslie inbounds, and Lumen with some pressure here, but backing off as they get it into Locke, and she'll dribble over the timeline for the Blackhawks with 3:22 to go. Working over right side and picks it up. Time to keep for Burley. He'll back it out to that jump circle, and Hunt coming almost all the way out there. Burley going right side and giving it to Kreischer on the wing. Back out straight on now to the high post for Locke, and we'll get a foul called out there trying to deny the pass. And I didn't see who they got it on. Looks like it's going to be Rozek.
Yeah. Lumen's D has been pretty impressive, too, today. Like, anywhere Leslie tries to turn a corner, there's some help there.
Cowling the inbound, and now we're going to get a whistle. I think they wanted a substitution.
Oh,
not going to let it happen yet. Inbound now for the Blackhawks. They won't make the substitution yet. Into Semeska. She's open enough for three. Goes off back rim. High rebound. Locke chases it down in the corner and throws it off Lafier. She had her stuck there. There's a senior play. Throwing it off the defender and out of bounds, and that'll give Leslie some space.
I see Riley O'Dowd for Luma Christie now checking in. Rozak is going to get a break.
They go to Locke on the block against Lafier. Gets a step. And Lafier going to get called for a foul. There's some physicality there from both young ladies, and that'll send Locke to the free throw stripe.
Yeah, Lafier's come in with a strong build and looking like she's not afraid of some contact either.
Not at all. 2:55 to play, second quarter, 27-11. We've been in kind of a 27-11 stalemate here for a little while, Brian. And it will not be broken from the Aspen 1-hour heating and air conditioning free throw line. Missed for Ella Locke. Back into the game for the Titans, Aaron O'Dowd. And Locke missed the free throw. Rebounded by the Titans. Hunt firing down quickly to Rozek on the block. She takes it to the basket and scores. Excuse me, that's Ganton. Hunt rebound and buries a triple. And you got that first quarter quarter and two-thirds without her burying one. Now she hits, and 30-11 the score.
Yeah, her first triple of the night. Still, though, 11 points and really just dictating everything that's happening defensively and offensively.
Kreischer into the corner for Locke. She'll dribble out of there. Gives it back up to Burley out on the floor. Riley Burley calling out the play. Left side for Locke, deep. And he goes to the high post for Semeska. Semeska in traffic. Scoops it away to Locke. Finds her open underneath the Locke with the finish. And breaks the scoring drought now for the Blackhawks. 30-13. They still trail 17 with under two to play in the first half. O'Dowd in the corner for Ganton. She'll back it up. Now feeding the block for Doan. One dribble and picks it up. She needs to bail out. There's a cut by Hunt into the paint. And a little side jump floater. Just good footwork.
Some hang time, too.
32-13. 94 seconds to play in the first half. Kreischer with a show-and-go drive. Gets in the paint. Skips into the corner for Cowing. And she won't shoot. Gives it up to the top now. Locke back over to Cowing on the right side. And out on the floor for Burley. Trying to feed into the paint. She knew right away when she let that bounce pass go that it was into traffic and stolen away by the Titans. Hunt gets around the defender. Passes into the corner. Open triple. Short. And bounces up over the backboard. These rims are tight out there. That's a couple times now a miss has jumped up over the backboard.
How fun would it be to be Kenna Hunt's teammate where you just know you have to get open and she's going to find you?
So all you got to do, yeah. Pass into the backcourt and it's picked up by Leslie. Cowing looked like she was open. Pass came in a little short. Lumen gets a hand in the passing lane. Now to the top, Semeska. Under a minute. She drives into the elbow, double team. Out to Kreischer. Picks up the dribble. Stuck now. Locke comes to try to get it, and she will catch it in the corner. Back and in now. Double team. Loses the dribble momentarily. Picks up. Gets in the lane. Elevates. Leaves it long. And rebounded by Lumen.
See if they hold it for one here. 30 seconds to go in the half.
And there they give it up to O'Dowd, and she has it batted away by Burley, and it'll be tight and inbound from the sideline.
Hunt's looking over at Coach.
Baseline drive into the corner, open three with 23 seconds still on the clock. Short, but offensive rebound and put back by Hunt is no good. Knocked out of bounds, they say last touch, Lumen. Another good three-point look. You know, we were saying maybe hold for one, but that was so open in rhythm you had to take it.
Yeah, yep.
Cowing gives it up to Semeska in the backcourt, dribbling up against Doan. There's a drive and runner from the elbow and knocked to the floor is Semeska. And a foul called on the shot, so Semeska will get a couple free throws. 32-13. We got 4.6 seconds left until the half. Looks like we got a update from the Concord game. Concord wins 35-34. Wow. Moving on to a regional final.
That defensive battle out there.
Yeah. Shout out to Matt Lehman. I know his daughter. Vital to that Concord offense. Brady.
Her name is Vital Lehman, or she's just as vital to
her game is vital. Oh, her name is Brady.
I knew what you were talking about.
Semeska hits one from the free throw line for Aspen. 1 hour heating and air conditioning with 2 seconds. Hunt drives, gets a pretty good look at it with the buzzer sounding. She'll leave it up short, but 32-14. Lumen Christie in control as we head toward the halftime break. All Titans all the way here in the first half. And easy to see how they got here. Talented players, athletic players, and I'm going to repeat what we said in the pregame. They're setting up for a pretty good long run as maybe the best team in the Jackson area in girls basketball. It's going to be hard to displace them, even with the good teams that we have around.
Yeah, I mean, when you hear somebody being freshman of the year in the state,
you know, and she's super talented and gets a lot of the accolades, but there's definitely more to this team than just her.
There's no question about that, and that was evident in that first few minutes of the game with a couple triples from Ganton and some assists passed around. Doan with the offensive glass. Like, this Lumen team is playing very, very well at the most important time of the year. Well, let's take a three-minute break here at the half. We'll come back, get the first half numbers, and set things up for half number two, 32-14, all Lumen in the first half on WKHM, online at WKHM.com.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Need plastics? Auro Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Auro Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at auro.com/plastics.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
The way we use our homes is changing, and your local Carrier experts are here to improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier.
Lamers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson County's premier Carrier dealer on Lansing Ave. For services like preventative maintenance, new installations, or replacements, give them a call at 517-787-6984 or visit them online at lamersheating.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Lamers.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half here, and let's get an out-of-town scoreboard update. Shout-out to GLC for sending them along. Again, Concord, 35-34 win over Portland St. Pat. Moving on to the regional final there. Goodrich 47-22 over Eaton Rapids. Morenci 38-19 over Whitmore Lake. Coldwater 37, Stevensville Lakeshore 30. And so
defense being played throughout the state.
Yeah.
Or poor offense.
Yeah. We got a combination of both right here, perhaps. 32-14 Lumen with that 32-point total. Feels like you double that up and it might be a scoring outburst. But holding Leslie to just 14 points in the first half, too, and whether that was bad offense. I think Leslie didn't shoot great, but part of that is because of the defense, and part of that just, you know, I don't know, didn't shoot great.
Yeah. Well, we talk about this frequently, too. When the defense is playing so well and you finally get an open look, you're rushed because you're like, man, I finally get a sliver of daylight. And, you know, that tends to lead to bad shooting. So I agree with you. That's the combination.
You just you shoot it because you might not get another look.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like, too, at times I noticed a couple players for Leslie, and really they only went to the bench because DeRose got into foul trouble. It felt like Kreischer, I think, the only sub that got any minutes. There may have been another one. Anyway, they were sucking wind a little bit. They were breathing hard. It's a high pace, and Lumen Christie, you could tell, very comfortable playing at that pace, though, and didn't seem to be winded as a result.
Yeah, well, and we said pregame that's what Lumen wanted to play, up-tempo. They're used to that. Leslie used to trying to grind it out. Problem is, you're down 18, you can't grind things out anymore. You're going to have to go, going to have to press and pressure. And as you said, when you only go five or six deep, that's tough.
That's asking a lot. We'll see what they can do, though. Let's get the numbers from the first half, Brian.
Okay, well, for Leslie, we had 3 points from Lily Semeska, 3 points from Sophia Cowing, 2 from Riley Burley, and Ella Locke leading the way with 6.
All right. Yeah, the offense struggled out of the gate for Leslie, and it felt like some kind of there for a couple-minute stretch. They had a couple things working, but maybe the Lumen defense just kind of adjusted to what they were doing well and slowed them right back down.
Yeah, we thought Semeska had a little, you know, strength advantage, and she took it to the hole a couple times, just couldn't finish. Ella Locke did a good job in the lanes, particularly in the second quarter. She had all 6 of them in the second quarter and got the ball in there kind of tough, hit a couple of tough turnarounds. Uh-huh. You'll notice absence of Reese DeRose, 0 so far. Now, part of that was foul trouble. She picked up 3, but even while in there, she was one of the ones that when she got open looks, they looked a little rushed.
Yeah, and she didn't shoot great. She got a couple of decent looks, but it's a bad feeling. And I don't want to put pressure to say, well, you got to make them, but you do when you're only going to get a few open looks. So that just right now, Lumen's pressure, Lumen's defense, Lumen, they're doing everything right, it feels like. And easy to see why they're here, easy to see how they got past. We've seen Grasslake. We know how good they can be, and easy to see that this Lumen team could challenge them and make it tough. And coming out and getting a win, and now looking to move on. And they're the favorites in this district or in this region right now, and
maybe the state.
Maybe
we'll see. We haven't seen enough of the other teams to know that. But you know, we talk about Leslie hoping coming out, and their hope that maybe Kenna Hunt was cold. And you know what? Kenna Hunt was just 1-for-4 from the 3 and 0-for-2 from the line. So if you're Leslie, you kind of got what you wanted. But Kenna Hunt also finished the half with 13 points.
Yeah.
You want me to run down the rest of the Lumen scores?
Yeah, get it to us.
Okay,
we'll ready the second half.
So Kenna with 13. Lily Ganton, a couple big threes to start the game with 6. Kathleen Doan with 6 points and a handful of boards. Lucy Rozak getting to the line, 5-for-6 from the line with her 5 points, and Paige LaFleur coming off the bench with a deuce as well.
Yeah, they were sharing the ball around. I didn't know what to expect. In my head, I thought maybe some kind of box and one or something that you might do to slow Kenna Hunt down, but you can come out and see why she makes you play her straight up because she's giving it up all over the place. She's not some kind of one-on-one, all-me kind of thing. That really, Lumen plays as a good team, and getting to come out and see them, even if it's this late in the year for the first time, it becomes very clear that it makes it impossible to try to take her away because she doesn't hesitate to give it up.
Yeah, and you know, coming out of the gate, Riley Burley was going to chase her around, and for the first minute and a half, you know, it was all over, and it looked like she was making life tough. But as you mentioned, Leslie just kind of running out of gas. And I'm sure if you're Burley, chasing Kenna Hunt is a chore.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And they're ready to go again. We'll hear the buzzer sound to end the halftime countdown and ready for the third quarter. Our third quarter, again, brought to you by the Brokerage House. Jennifer Scanlon, our halftime, brought to you by Grasslake Community Schools, your destination district in Jackson County. And thank you to Grass Lake Schools for being with us throughout this postseason, particularly in girls basketball here on WKHM and with our coverage on 95.9 The Power Cow. 8 on the clock. Leslie Ball to start the second half. Starters are in, including DeRose with 3 fouls. And right away, aggressive defense by Doan knocks it away from Smeska. She has to go to the floor and throws it out of bounds. So Luma Christie right out of the gate, continuing more of the same from the first half.
That pressure D.
Hunt at midcourt. Burley tracking her left side on the wing for Rozek out to Boyce at the top of the key, trying to feed the high post and does get it into Ganton. She turns and faces up. Cutter in the lane is Doan. Gets in and scores it off the window. Doan has been really just impressive, and I mentioned she has a lot of length, and she's used it very well, and she's going to be important against New Lothrop because they do have a couple of good bigs that play down low, assuming that they're able to carry this out with a 20-point lead. I don't think that's crazy talk. Oh, and a nice drive there on the turnover. Rozek gets in the paint, missed the layup. DeRose trying to feed it up the floor to a hustling Burley and just a little out of her reach.
Yeah, 3 possessions here in the first minute for Leslie. You got 2 turnovers and a missed little 6-footer. Not the start that you want.
7 minutes, just a minute in. Yeah, 20-point lead for Lumen with the ball back after that turnover. Hunt, left side for Rozek, looking for Doan on the block against DeRose. They go right into her. She makes a move to the middle. Jump shot goes. Just elevate, and I think that's what we often see. They got DeRose with 3 fouls, and they're going right at her. We don't see enough teams maybe try to take advantage of that in a matchup. 36-14, 6.5 to play in the third. All Lumen here in the second half so far. Semeska picks up the dribble right wing for Locke. Drives into the middle of the floor, spins back to the basket. Gets in deep, puts the shot up, missed it, gets her own rebound. Putback is short as well. And good job to defend and not foul as Locke continues to struggle on those shots down low. Rozek to the elbow, backs it out, and a jump shot for Boyce from the elbow. That's a long rebound, chased down, and battle Locke pulls it away. Fires one up the court to a racing Cowing, and that's going to go out of bounds. Knocked away by Lumen.
Yeah, they're going to get a foul there on Ruby Boyce, it looks like.
Oh, did they? All right. I thought they were just going to call it out.
And I'm unofficial, but I have Ruby for 3. She's going to take a seat, and Paige Lafier is going to come in.
Lafier played some nice minutes in the first half. Got out on the floor and just stayed. They get it into Semeska up the top for DeRose. She pump fakes from there, drives into the elbow. Back cut for Burley, and it's just, out of her reach. And DeRose is seeing the floor well in the play, but just not executing.
How many times, Steve, do we see when somebody's in foul trouble and has to sit a lot, they still come out and struggle a little bit, like you're trying to force the action a little bit?
5:46 to play in the third, and it's 36-14 lead for the Titans. Rozek to the high post and move to the basket. Quick move to the basket for Ganton. Tough shot, though. Good defense and rebounded by Locke. She clears it away to Burley. Still pressured in the backcourt by the Titans. Doan and Rozek going to double. Gets it away to Semeska. She'll get over the timeline. Now she looks to penetrate into the corner. DeRose open, catches and shoots short. Long rebound, though, and on the race out. Good job by Ganton to secure the basketball and set up the half court for the Titans. Feeds Lafier at the free throw line. She missed it, knew she missed it, and tried to go in and get the rebound. Semeska gets it away, and DeRose out ahead of everyone. Though Hunt chases down, and DeRose able to finish just over the outstretched hands of Kenna Hunt. And 36-16. Lumen gives up 1 to Leslie here, 1 bucket. 4:52 to play, still third quarter. Hunt looks to drive, gives it up to Doan for a baseline jumper. She misses. Hunt taps the rebound back to Lafier. And looks like we'll get a reach, and that might be DeRose. That is the call.
Oh, boy.
And that is number 4 on DeRose. Reese will go to the bench, and that's going to get a new player into the game. Did we have Jalen Crow, the freshman, coming in for Leslie? Inbound goes to Hunt in the corner. She puts it down on the deck, drives in. Nice looking pull-up Jay from about 10 feet. 4:37 to go, 38-16.
Oh, Hunt just made Captain Steve a fan with that pull-up, Jay. You love the pull-up.
I do. Well, I love it as a you beat your defender and you get yourself open, and then a lot of players will just drive right back into another defender, and when you're wide open from that distance, you ought to be able to knock that down. And look at Lafier getting out on the breakout. Almost got the left-hander to go with a foul coming. But I think a good player, good players, at that 10-foot range, that's as good as a layup. For somebody like, and you could see the casualness with which Kenna Hunt shoots that jumper and knocks it down. Maybe I'll maybe go glass, or maybe she's probably got it. I haven't seen it yet. She's probably got that little teardrop floater in the paint too.
I'm a believer. If she tells me she has anything, I'm gonna believe it.
She's as good as advertised so far. 39-16 lead. Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throws from Lafier are knocked down. And now a steal on the inbound for Ganton. Gets it to Doan, and a drive by Lafier is missed and rebounded by Semeska. Leslie might have numbers here. Burley with a chance to go against Hunt behind the back. Dribble, reverse layup, no good. Rebounded, locked, putback, goes. That was a highlight play by Burley there in the paint with a behind-the-back dribble. We get a timeout from Leslie, 40-18, 4 to play. Third quarter, let's take a 30-second break here on WKHM.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs. The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Pete Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes. Brian, where do people go online to get your logo shirts?
That's my merch site, which I'll get you that.
Under construction?
Yeah.
3:51 to play, 40-18. Lumen leads with the ball. Lafier from the top now drives down to the block, back to the basket, spins into the lane, backs it out. Calling for it was Ganton, fires a three, just comes off. Semeska with the rebound, looking to run. Hunt from behind knocks it away. Cowing trying to save it for the Blackhawks. We got it on the floor. Trio of Titans there and rolling around. That's got to be traveling or a tie-up or something. You can't roll around on the floor like that for that long. 3:29 to play, 40-18. So far, go ahead. The officiating's been fine. I'm just making a joke.
Yeah, yeah. No, the officials have been great. Officials were great in that first game.
Yeah. That one was tough. That was a more physical than this one even. There's a nice drive by Hunt, dropping it down to Dona. Just has to catch and layup drill it there.
What a playmaker.
Yeah, you say things about the athleticism for Hunt. You say things about the skill level. And now you can see that IQ is there, too. Just the feel for the game and the understanding. Drop it down to Semeska. Lefty jump hook. Tough angle. And actually use the backboard from the front. And it goes 42-20. Leslie scores 48 to play third quarter. Hunt drives. Switch hand jumper. That one was missed. Rebounded, though, by the Titans. Another open look. This time for three from Rozek from the top. Straight on shot is missed and rebounded by Leslie. Burley dribbles out of traffic. Semeska got ahead of everyone. She has to race to catch it and does a great job of catching and finishing. They cut the lead to 20, 42-22 with 2:26 to play in the third.
Nice pass there by Cowling, leading Semeska, leading everybody.
Yeah, that was a hustle by Semeska to gather that and still get it up while at full speed. There's another three-pointer this time, Rozek. And it rolls just out. Couple open looks for Rozek and missed. Leslie tried to take advantage and squeeze this lead a little closer inside of 20 with this half-court opportunity. Burley crosses over against Hunt, gets in deep. Lefty shot, no good. Lock sweeps through with the rebound, and the jumper turns around just outside the lane, and it rolls in, and it's 42-24.
Yeah, first time cutting it under 20 for a long time.
We got a minute 46 to play in the third. Hunt takes a deep three. That goes up high off the heel and rebounded by Locke. Leslie doubled in the backcourt. Locke gets it away to Semeska. middle of the floor, and she'll drive into the lane, gets a shot up. It goes up, count it. Blocking call is going to go against Lafier, and a chance at a three-point play for Leslie. And this is a 6-0 run, maybe 7 with the free throw.
Yeah, Leslie showing no quit right here.
Boyce is going to get back into the game for the Titans, and that's going to get Lafier a break.
Yep, Lafier picked up number 3 there.
Got 93 seconds play here in the third quarter. 42-26 Titans. Semeska at the Aspen 1-hour heating and air conditioning free throw line, and she buries it. Our third quarter brought to you by Jennifer Scanlon from Brokerage House.
I would have maybe lost a little money to you if you told me Leslie was going to get this to 15 or less.
Yeah, but they've gotten it there in a timeout from Coach Brown for the Titans with a minute 29 to play in the third. We'll keep it here in the broadcast. Thanks to some of our sponsors. Again, Grass Lake Community Schools, our halftime sponsor, your destination district in Jackson County, the Brokerage House on the first and third quarters. And, of course, thank you to our sports team that's been with us all year, football and basketball, including County National Bank, Bailey Excavating, Earthwork and Grading, Driveway and Parking Lot Paving, Concrete or Asphalt, online at baileyexcavating.com. American Title Company, Phelps Towing, 764-1921. That's just around the corner from you.
And it is, yeah. If I break down, I can walk there.
Yeah, that's always that. I always feel bad when you're promoting the towing company, because the first thing you wish for all of our listeners is they don't need to use the towing company. But when you need them, boy, you want them to be good.
Well, it's funny. A lot of our sponsors are that way. People that you don't really want to have to deal with, but if you need them, hey, it's good that they're good at what they do.
Grimes Plumbing, for instance.
Yep.
You hope you don't need a plumber unless you're installing like a really new cool shower or something. I want one of those showers with like it comes down right from the top.
Oh, yeah.
And then you got also on the side showers.
And from the bottom.
Yeah. Do they have that?
I just added that.
I'm going to have to talk to Matt Grimes and see if that's available. I saw Matt this weekend. That's a good guy. I'm a fan. Grimes Plumbing, one of our sponsors. And we'll get back into action here. 42-27. Titans lead it by 15 with a minute 23 to play. And they're going to come out and get after Hunt. See what Lumen did on the timeout. Rozek going away from pressure, looking for Doan in the paint. Doan moves out to kind of reset that 3-second count. Now backs back in. They try to get it to her. Double team comes, knocked away. Semeska with the loose ball. And up the floor to Semeska now. She's going to penetrate. Gets in deep. In between two defenders, has it blocked away. They'll call it out off of Lumen. And that was one of those where Semeska got down deep. The double came and could have gotten a foul call. I think the officials didn't want to reward her for kind of getting out of control there.
Yeah, I agree.
Inbound. Semeska. Inbounded to Semeska and nearly taken away. Burley now has it out on the floor. Fresh body into the game for Leslie is Hazy Handel. Burley left wing. Drives back to the middle. Spins down toward the baseline. It's knocked away. Stolen away by Boyce. It's loose again, and Rozek picks it up. She's dribbling in the open floor. Dribbles away from Locke and gets it over the timeline for the Titans. Now Rozek looks to penetrate. Knocked away briefly by Burley, but we're getting a reach-in call. Riley Burley called on that one. 27.1 to play in the third quarter. 27-42. Leslie trailing. Trying to get another stop and keep their little offensive run going. Hunt into the corner. Rozek pump fakes from the three-point line into the paint. Forces up a shot. Missed. Rebound Boyce. Giving up to Ganton. Now to Doan. Drops it down to the block for Rozek. George Mikan trail down there. And puts that one off the square and in. 44-27.
15. There's another reference for you.
15 seconds into the elbow. And backing out of there. Drive from Burley to the paint. Skips it across the lane and is briefly knocked away there from Crow. She recovers. She penetrates in the free throw line. 0.8 seconds. Leslie fails to get a shot up before the buzzer. 44-27 after three. Third quarter brought to you by the Brokerage House and Jennifer Scanlon. Fourth quarter coming up back in 30 seconds on WKHM and online at WKHM. Com.
Spring cleanup is easy when you have the right equipment from Performance Automotive Northwest. From John Deere lawn tractors, mowers, and the parts and accessories you need to keep them moving. Also steel chainsaws, leaf blowers, and trimmers. Plus Husqvarna weed trimmers and Honda mowers. Yard work becomes less like work.
Get your lawn mowers and tractors ready for spring with their John Deere Ready to Mow mobile service and blade sharpened at Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road by Meyer. Online at PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes. Brian, Leslie outscores Lumen by one in that quarter to cut into the lead, but 13 points after only scoring 14 in all of the first half. What do you think was different? If I had to guess, I'd say maybe a little bit of fatigue catching up with Lumen.
Yeah, that and Semeski, I feel like she just decided, you know, I'm going to the hole. She took it hard to the hole. She ended up with seven that quarter.
Yeah.
After having three at the half. And Ella Lott continued to go strong. So they're looking to take it inside and trying to be strong and use their advantages. Just Lumen too quick.
They have been. Lumen playing a little 2-3 zone, it looks like, coming out of the quarter. And Leslie has not proven that they can make a jump shot. They have not. Have they hit a 3-1 out of the corner in, like, the first quarter?
Yeah, Cowing did early, yep. Real early.
There's one in the corner for Ganton after the miss by Leslie and rebounded by Lumen. Offensive rebound by Doan. Rozek drives and has it blocked away, but she's going to draw a foul. And Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw is coming up. 7:30 to play, 44-27.
Yeah, Rozek just has that knack. She's going to go in hard and use that body for control and just draw fouls.
And that one will rattle out for Rozek.
Her second miss of the game from the line now, 5-for-7.
That one goes. That one was picture perfect. That net was, it didn't even make noise.
Well, you have a headset on.
Is that it? Oh. What is the microphone attached? DeRose from the wing to the top for Lock. 45-27. Leslie trails 7-17. If you're entertaining a comeback, you got to make buckets every time down. There's a great feed. Back cut by Lock. Semeska finds her in a bucket. 45-29. 7:05 to play. Hunt right back into the paint. She elevates and fires and rattles it in. Good-looking jumper from just a step inside the free throw line for Hunt.
She's kind of been quiet scoring, but just playmaking.
DeRose with a step-back triple and gets it to go. DeRose has been quiet with some foul trouble, but here in the fourth quarter, she just drilled a triple. Cuts the lead back to 15. It's as close as Leslie's been in the second half. 6:38 to play. Hunt one-on-one with Burley. Steps back. Now Casas, nice move. Backs it out to Boyce. Now Hunt comes back to get it outside of the arc. Showing off the handles in the corner. Goes baseline. Gets a step double team. Out to Doan. Swings it left side. That's going to be a three-point look for Ganton. And short again. Rebounded by Semeska. She's got Cowing running the break. Catches. Takes it in. And Ganton trying to chase back. Lost her footing and leaned into Cowing. She'll miss that layup but go to the free throw line.
You talked about entertaining the idea of a comeback. That's one way to do it. You score some points with that clock stopped.
6:14 still to go in this one, so you feel like there's enough time. Leslie can get it as close as they've been in the second half from the stripe right now. And Cowing leaves it short. Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. Shout out to Gary and the team over at Aspen. I think my pal Christy even works over there.
Must not be a great pal, you're not sure.
You know, I... Cowing splits the pair. 6:11 to play, 47-33. Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. Left corner. Fire pass down to Boyce. Ganton making a play there. And a great catch and finish by Boyce down on the block.
Boyce's first bucket of the game, but it's a big one.
She's had definitely left an imprint on this game on the glass and the defensive end. Semeska trying to feed Locke, and it's knocked away there. Hunt on the run out so quick, and she'll get blocked, but that's going to be a foul on Semeska, and Free throws coming for Kenna Hunt.
Yeah, Semeska was going to kind of run with her and try to time that up, but you're fighting a losing battle doing that. You got to get in front of her, hope, make her change directions, and hope to turn it over or something.
49-33. Hunt will leave that free throw a little short. I know that's maybe, as a freshman, you know they're going to have some things to work on. She can, at least from tonight, maybe improve at the free throw line. But
0 for 3, but with that stroke, I get the feeling that's not typical.
That one probably was more typical, buried it. Split the pair, 50-33, so push the lead back to 17. Leslie running out of time here, 5:35 to go. DeRose to the left wing. Burley's going to drive from there. Skips it across to Cowing. Now she dribbles across the top, and I'm going to get Lock on an offensive foul, illegal screen.
It's a good call. She was definitely moving. Again, the officials doing a great job tonight.
Yep.
You and I get to always look at it through, you know, we don't usually have the dog in the fight, so we're objective, and we've seen a lot of good officiating this year.
We have. I won't say what game, but we've seen some bad ones too. But a far fewer bad ones than good. The good has outweighed the bad by leaps and bounds. Lock in the corner for Leslie from the wing now. Off to Burley, right side. Semeska gets a window, shoots a triple, left it short. Rebound's going to get tied up, and jump ball arrow goes with Lumen. Missed shot for Semeska, and like that felt like one of those, I got some room, I got to shoot it.
Mm-hmm.
And they do. I mean, you're running out of time, and you're facing a 17-point deficit. If you think you can close that, you got to close it with a lot of shots quickly. They break some pressure, Lumen, and Ganton on the drive. Locke's going to get called for the block. I can see why Leslie fans would think that might have been an offensive foul. It was bang, bang, but can't hold it against that official on that call.
Yeah, that was Ganton a little out of control there, and that was a 50-50 call. It did not go Locke's way, and now that's 4 on her.
It's just one of those, and Ganton from the free throw line goes long on that one for Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. It's one of those where the defensive player makes a really good anticipation move on what the offensive player is going to do, got right in front of her, and then they just collide.
I promise you there's a fan out there for Leslie that said, ball don't lie.
Missed the pair, and it bounced back to DeRose. Usually I say that, Brian. 50-33, and Reese DeRose goes right side for Cowing into the corner for Burley. She'll dribble out of there. Looking to feed the block. Semeska passes awry and taken away by Doan. 4:35 in the backcourt. Doan brings it over the timeline. Gives it up to Rozek there on the wing. Now out on the floor for Hunt. She works her way over to the right wing against DeRose. Crosses three times. Open jumper. Drills it. That's a good looking basketball move.
She's had a few.
DeRose with a triple on the other end. Leaves that one short. Rebounded by Boyce. And on the rebound, we'll get a foul call. And if that goes against Locke, that's it for her. That's the call.
Kind of a bummer way to end the career.
Still 4:09 to go. Ella Locke goes to the bench. And takes a minute to build, but they do get a little ovation here in the building for the senior seeing her career on the basketball court come to an end.
You know, right now you can just tell the Leslie girls are gassed.
Yeah.
I mean, they did make a valiant comeback, and they expended a lot of energy, and there's not many of them got in.
Yeah. And into the game for Leslie to replace Locke is Haley Kreischer. As Boyce missed the free throw. Lumen has struggled at the free throw line, and I know that ended up being the way that they held Grass Lake off on Friday, was dribbling free throws. I know Rozek shot really good in the first half. Boyce gets the second one of the pair. That's been kind of the script for the second half here, splitting the pair for Lumen, but they push the lead back out to 20 with 4:02 to play. So Leslie's run at the comeback dies out. Lafier with a near knockaway from Kreischer. She gets it away to DeRose, who drives into the paint. Runner is blocked by Doan, but I think we're going to get a foul on the floor. And that will be just the second team foul against the Titans in the fourth quarter. 3:51 to play, 53-33, Lumen leads.
Get Paige Lafier with her fourth.
Cowing looking to pass it into someone, tries to drop it deep. Hunt read that play. We might get a dunk here. Oh, no, it's just going to be a layup. But would that have even shocked you? Kenna Hunt with the steal and the breakaway layup. If she had dunked it, I wouldn't even have been shocked.
I said she could tell me she can do whatever, and I believe her. If she tells me she can dunk, I'm not believing that.
You don't think so?
Nope. But I hope she does it.
DeRose with a feed to Semeska through two defenders. Great catch and finish by Semeska on the feed from Reese DeRose. She's been playing a long time out here with four fouls. She's clearly gassed as she walks away from the play. Yeah, Leslie came out and played like we thought they would. They played with a chip on their shoulder. They played tough, but it just hasn't been enough against this very talented Lumen Christie team.
Yep, it's not enough shots dropping and not enough stops when they needed them.
Kenna Hunt showing off the ball skills, gives up to Boyce, backs it back out to Doan. She looks for Kenna Hunt to come back out and get it, working against Burley. Really showing off the handles. Double teamed at the top. Now it retreats. Still one-on-one. Hunt drives past Burley. Drops it across the lane for Lafier, who misses it but draws a foul and will go back to the free throw line.
Man, all I ever heard, Steve, was how great of a shooter Kenna Hunt was. And, you know, she's averaging almost 25 points a game. But I cannot believe the amount of good passes she's made. She has been so impressive. Setting up her teammates.
Yeah.
And she could force some of those shots, but, man, if you're open, she's getting it to you. I can see why there's 14 D1 offers, and I can promise you this, if she continues to improve, there's going to be more than 14 more.
To make from the free throw line for Lafier, Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line, 57-36. And we count down with 3:03 to play in the fourth quarter, and a 21-point advantage now for the Titans. Cowing out to Semeska on the right wing. She looks to penetrate. No, gives it up to DeRose coming around the free throw line on the weave. Gives it up to Burley. Now backing in and spinning is Semeska. Jump shot good. Lily Semeska has played a nice second half. 57-38. They cut the lead inside of 20 again.
12 points for Semeska this half.
35 left. Hunt from the top working against DeRose on the switch. Gets a step, and DeRose is going to get that fifth foul. And Hunt's going to score it and go to the free throw line. Oh, that's an insult to injury. DeRose kind of trotting off the court there, and the official ran into her. I'll tell you what, in and out with some foul trouble, but she gave it all, and you can see she didn't leave any energy out on the court. She's going to sleep a mixed bag tonight. You'll be tired enough to sleep well, but you're going to,
yeah,
it's kind of that end of the career loss that's going to hang with you a little bit.
And I think that's a 4-year starter. I mean, she's given her blood, sweat, and tears to the Blackhawk program.
Round of hugs as she goes to the bench, and a good ovation from the crowd. And now they'll take the other seniors out, it looks like, as Semeska's going to go to the bench and keep these Blackhawk fans on their feet. And even some classy Lumen fans giving them an ovation as well. Rozek's going to go out of the game for Lumen Christie. So they go to the bench and into the game now, Ollie Dalton. Hunt misses that free throw, rebounded by Kreischer. Oh, I'm sorry, that's Crow. Goes right wing. I have to learn everybody's names. Gabriela Velasquez in the game. Kreischer's going to drive, gets tripped up down in the block and goes to the floor. Fourth team foul against Lumen, 59-38. We have 2:14 left in this one.
Another sub for Lumen.
Doan will come out of the game, and onto the floor now for the Titans is Maddie Allen.
Doan had a really nice game tonight, Steve.
Oh, yeah.
12 points, and again, probably, what, maybe close to 10 rebounds.
Yeah, if she didn't get 10, I'd be surprised. Leslie working the perimeter. Kreischer into the corner. Curl pump fake. Snell gets open for the jumper, and a little strong rebound battle pulled down, and now taken away Rebound briefly gotten by Alyssa Wing, and now we go the other way for Lumen, and the layup attempt is missed by Riley O'Dowd. Back the other way. Wing spins, gets into the defense, and we'll get a foul call against O'Dowd. That is Aaron, and this should be free throws for Alyssa Wing, the other freshman on the roster for the Blackhawks.
Nice little spin move there by Wing in transition.
And Kenna Hunt will exit the game with a minute 42 to go.
You know, somebody like Kenna, if you're a coach, sometimes you leave her out there in this situation, not to rub anything in, but because you know she'll get her teammates chances at buckets.
Yeah.
That they wouldn't maybe normally get.
59-39 after the free throw make for Wing. And the second one is short. Didn't catch any rim, so Titans will inbound from the baseline.
All right, let's hear some names for some more scoring here. Let's get Allie Dalton in the bucket.
Lily Gant still in here. She's going to be the distributor. And Riley O'Dowd drives, tries to feed it to the block for Allie Dalton, and it's knocked away from her. And that'll send her to the free throw line.
And I'm rooting a little harder for Allie Dalton because Dad Tom, one of my best childhood friends growing up across the street from me, so I taught him everything he knew.
88 seconds left for Allie at the free throw line, shooting a pair. And
all right.
Did you teach him the free throw stroke that he passed out to her? Because that was picture perfect.
That did look better than I ever saw Tom look. Oh, Tom was a little lefty.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Good player, though.
Well, no worries about Ollie's free throw shooting. Those were two textbook drains from the Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. 61-39. Crow scoops it off on the Leslie end of the floor, sharing it with Velasquez. Now Kreischer to the left side for Wing, coming across at the top, Velasquez. Left wing and open there. Kreischer didn't want to shoot a triple. Gets into the free throw line area. Picks up the dribble. Needs somebody to come get it. And does eventually get it away to Crow. Crow makes a dribble drive down to the baseline. Hands into the corner. And Wing gets in. Penetration from Kreischer. Loses it on the way in. Saves it, but it goes to the Titans and run on the floor. Getting a chance at the layup. Here is Riley O'Dowd. Missed it. Rebound grabbed away by Leslie. 40 seconds. Velasquez in the open floor. Spins away from the defense. Tries to feed the right wing, and a collision takes place. Both players spill down. And that was, I think that was just unawareness. That was Hazy Hangdell running into the floor. And then O'Dowd, it was Aaron O'Dowd, saw where the loose ball was coming, and she was going after it, and they collided.
That was a big collision. I think the ref's just ready to be done.
Yep. Top of the key. Right side now for O'Dowd. That's Riley, the junior. She dribbles around to the block. Tries to feed it into the paint for Aaron O'Dowd, the freshman. And stolen away. Leslie on the break. And taking it all the way down. Lefty layup is good. Count the bucket for Alyssa Wing. And that buzzer will sound. 61-41, the final. Here at Springport High School, Titans will move on to a matchup on Wednesday here at WKHM against New Lothrop. Let's take a commercial break. Our last commercial break, we'll come back with a post game on WKHM. Again, our final here, 61-41. Lumen Christie wins on WKHM and online at WKHM.com. To win.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored, whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift. Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
At County National Bank, you're not just a number. You need a partner, not just a bank. We offer a wide range of business loans, including commercial real estate, equipment financing, operating lines of credit, agricultural loans, and more. At CNB, decisions are made locally, and we are just a call or visit away. You can also contact us online at cnbb.bank. We can evaluate your financial picture and tailor a credit solution that fits your needs. County National Bank, where your story matters.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the postgame here. Lumen Christie with a 61-41 win. And they move on to Wednesday's regional final against New Lothrop, who got a victory earlier over Hemlock. In a game where Hemlock came out and got an early lead, but New Lothrop came back, was too much in the second half, 43-38 the final in that one. And they're going to have their hands full with this very good Lumen Christie team. Kenna Hunt shined and starred in this one, but by no means was it a cast of one. The team played very well across the board, and it's they're going to be a lot to handle. And like you said, we've seen at this point now a fair amount of girls basketball in the Jackson area, and we know that Grass Lake was ranked number one in Division III for most people's rankings, and Lumen Christie beat them. I don't see why you don't put them. I think Lumen was number 18 on the power rankings that I looked at today. I don't know how often they update those, but they looked like number one in the power rankings tonight.
Yeah, and that 18 comes from all their amount of losses, but they must not weigh in who they lost to.
Right.
Like we said earlier, they really tested themselves with a lot of good teams.
No doubt about it. Well, let's go ahead and get some numbers for Leslie in defeat tonight.
Yeah, in defeat, Leslie, 3 points from freshman Alyssa Wing all in the fourth quarter. Then we had our five seniors round out all the scoring. And so kudos to these ladies and their careers. Riley Burley, you had two. Sophia Cowing with four, Lily Semeska with 15 leading the way, Reese DeRose with five, and Ella Locke with 12.
Yeah, and they didn't embarrass themselves at all tonight. They all played hard, and we figured they wouldn't go really deep into the bench, so they all had to play a lot of minutes. And then this up-tempo style that Lumen Christie plays, that's got you running back and forth quite a bit. And Leslie, and Brian, we don't do a ton of girls basketball. We do get around in the postseason, but even at this point for us, I've seen Leslie enough times to have respect for those players and their careers at Leslie. Leslie's been a good program in the area, outshone by the Grass Lakes, Michigan Centers of the world, but holding their own and having a great program.
Yeah, if I was their first and second hour teachers tomorrow, I might just plan on not seeing them. They deserved a sleep-in day tomorrow.
I don't doubt that, yeah. Maybe, or if they do show up, maybe we're watching a movie today. just go bring a pillow, lay down on the desk in the back of the room. You're fine.
That's right. Would you like the Lumen scores?
I would. Let's get those, and then we can talk about Lumen and what's going to happen.
All right. Well, the freshman, Ollie Dalton, 2 for 2 from the line with 2 points. Paige LaFleur had a nice game off the bench with 6 points. Ruby Boyce played solid all game with 3. Lucy Rozak, especially from the line, with 8 points. Kathleen Doan with 12 in a big game. Lily Ganton set the tone for the Titans with 2 early triples in the first couple minutes with 6 points. And then Kenna Hunt, all advertised and then some to me, Steve, with 24 points. And it wasn't even her points that impressed me the most, but that playmaking ability. And we do not keep assist up here. Whatever her total was, though, could have been about 8 more, just some missed 12-foot, 15-foot jumpers. But, man, did she pass the ball well.
Yeah, and maybe the most impressive part of her game is that that playmaking ability. She can get penetration. She's got a quick first step. She can get past most defenders that are trying to track her. But there's always going to be somebody ready to help. That's going to be game plan. That's going to be practiced. How do we help out on her when she penetrates? And so when that help comes, she sees it just right, drops it down for easy, looks for her teammates. She did it all night. And so Doan had 12, right? Is that what you said? I bet 8 of those came on those kind of plays. You know, it was just that kind of a game where the total package is there for Kenna Hunt. She can shoot. We saw some of that showed off. We saw the passing. She can rebound. She can defend. She's as good as advertised and then some. And tonight showed it. And, yeah, like you said, maybe the best part of her game is that she makes all of that happen, 24 points, 8 assists, 6 rebounds, whatever. She makes that all happen out of the offense. It's not me and my supporting cast. It's a team game, and that's maybe the most impressive thing. She'll be a good teammate on whatever team she ends up playing on the rest of her career.
Well, 2 things. One, you know, you get her into college, and all of a sudden her teammates are people that were their team's best shooters. And what are her assist totals going to be when you surround with, like, great shooters? And that's not knocking her teammates now. I'm just talking about that's another level in college.
Right.
And 2, you mentioned about the Grass Lakes and the Michigan Centers of the world. I know Michigan Center and Columbia are both borderline, whether Division 2 or 3. Both were 2 this year. I'm not so sure you don't want to just stay there if you're them. Because if you have to play this Lumen team for the next 3 years, from what we've seen, are you really going to ever be the favorite to beat them? I don't think so. So unless... you know, unless there's transfers or people leaving Lumen or coming into Grass Lake or Michigan Center, that team's going to be good for...
Yeah, and we just said there's no reason they're not the best team in Division III in the state of Michigan. Yeah. Down the road, Grass Lake had that power ranking, and they beat them, and they came out here and looked dominant. They'll probably be... I'd make them a favorite going into that game on Wednesday.
Big time.
Yeah, so... and they don't have a senior on the roster.
Yeah.
Kathleen Doan is a senior, my mistake. But they bring back everybody but her next year, and they're another step better. And they got some people on the bench who didn't even play a lot of minutes. Paige LaFleur was a good-looking player. She fills in that Doan slot probably next year, you know, and maybe some shakeup. And you got freshmen playing as much as you do now. Who's to say you don't have another freshman in the waiting in the wings that are going to play again next year? So... just because we might not be here on Wednesday, I think Connor's probably going to be up here calling the action. But so it feels like a little end of the season for us, but it's far from the end of the season for that Titans girls team. They'll have a chance in every game the rest of the way.
Yeah, their team, as we said, was very impressive. But Hunt is somebody I'll pay my $5 and come watch her.
Yeah,
might be here anyway.
Yeah, so this was a good game for the Titans, and 24 points. Our player of the game is going to be Kenna Hunt, although again, Doan had a really great game as a big. Gives them a defender. If there's penetration, she can defend down in the block. That was obvious. Her athleticism is there. She's offensive rebounder, defensive rebounder. Can score down in the paint and can handle the ball even a little bit. So that's a nice player, an honorable mention to Doan. But Hunt, our player of the game, with a great game. And she didn't even have to be as great as I think she's going to be capable of.
And if it weren't for her, I'd give it to Ollie Dalton for making those two free throws with Tom as her dad.
Is he, you know, did he tell you he's listening or something?
I hope he is. I don't know if he's still up. Oh, no, he's
in attendance.
He's giving me the free throw. I'll have to tell him. It's like he could hear me.
I know. Was he listening in the stands? He was saying WKHM.com on his mobile device or something so he could hear the game. No, 61-41, the final. Lima Christie wins against 7 o'clock. Wednesday night back here at Springport, and we'll have the live coverage here at WKHM and online at WKHM.com. Meanwhile, as long as we're talking about Lumen Christie, the boys have some unfinished business. They got a revenge game against Riverview Gabriel Richard tomorrow night. That is live from Ypsilanti Lincoln High School. Connor Dockery making the trip to bring you the play-by-play action from Ypsilanti Lincoln High School. And about 6:45 for the pregame, about 7 o'clock for the tip-off, and I think it's going to be a fun one. It's going to be exciting. I think Lumen's got their work cut out for them, but anybody's capable. We saw that Riverview team.
Yeah, you call it a revenge game, and that's one of those be careful what you wish for. That Riverview team's tough.
They were we saw them play against I don't even recall the I was Ipsy Arbor Prep, and never was close. They were bombing threes. They've got that 6'8" post player, KH, with some, and the athletic 6'8". So, yeah, that's going to be matchup trouble for the Titans. So, hopefully they have got a good game plan. Coach Tropez has got them ready to play their best, and they can go and make that happen for the Titans. But that'll be tomorrow night here at WKHM. You don't have to make the trip to Ipsy Lincoln. We'll have the live coverage for you. Stay home and listen on the radio.
I might do that. Steve, if this is it for you and I, thank you very much for the season. Got to see a lot of good basketball. I'm going to see you more on the golf course this summer.
Yeah, let's make that. Yeah. We say that every year.
No, this one is the one.
Oh, all right. And, yeah, your schedule will be changing in the near future. So hopefully we'll be back for a season of football. And who knows, maybe I can get you out to a baseball game or two broadcast this year. We'll have some fun with that. So we'll wrap it up here from Springport. Again, 61-41 the final. Thanks to Kiki back in the studio for the Professor Brian Haynes. Merchandise website pending. I'm Steve Boyle. And have a great rest of your night.
Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey's Soft Water, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, the Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Drive.